Welcome to Foxcast SLP, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jimmy McKay with Fox Rehabilitation. Joining me on the program today is Stephanie Frazee. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Stephanie, where do you get to be a speech language pathologist with Fox? Where in the country do you get to treat?
I'm in northern New Jersey, so I actually live in Sussex County, but I treat a little bit in Sussex and Passaic County.
I love to ask clinicians when they come on the show because, we're in 18 states, and as I say that, I'm kind of saying it tentatively because we keep growing, so it might be 19 by the time the audience is hearing this one. So I always like to lead off with that where question. It just shows we're all different places that Fox actually gets to treat. How long have you been with the practice?
I'm actually just a little bit over a year. I'm a new clinician for Fox, but I'm enjoying my time with the practice.
Like to call you the fresh foxes. You did some writing already in your first year. We have something on the website that we like to create as a free resource for clinicians of all the disciplines that work within Fox Rehabilitation, with being PT, OT, SLP, and exercise physiologists. And we give away articles for free on the website, and that's foxrehab.org. You stepped up to the plate with something I thought was really, really interesting, but hard, and you summed it up really, really well. Tell everybody what you got to write about. What was the title? What was the overarching theme?
So I was able to write about the most useful apps for SLPs who work with older adults, and I was excited to write about this topic because I think when we think of apps, we don't always think of using them with older adults, and I have actually found them to be quite useful while I am practicing with Fox. So it was a nice opportunity to kind of look into the app, talk about how they can help.
Yeah, doing a couple different things. Number one, educating your fellow clinicians about this great use of technology. And something I like, you did it like subversively. You were showing that older adults are adept to technology. They're busting a stereotype inadvertently in your article, which I thought was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. And I do think we sometimes overlook individuals who are of an advanced age, and maybe we write the applications off as something that we can't use. But I do think that if we kind of maybe are a little bit more creative with how we're using technology, that we can certainly implement this into our practice.
Yeah, so number one is changing kind of the belief set of anybody, whether they're internal to the profession or external. So let's get to the nitty-gritty. What are the benefits of using apps in general in treatment with older adults?
Well, as a speech pathologist, over the course of a day, really regardless of the setting, if you are working with older adults especially, there are going to be different people that you will be treating across the day. So different areas of treatment. So maybe for one session, you're treating somebody because they have motor speech impairment. And then the next session, you're going because you have a patient with expressive aphasia. So it is very difficult to have materials that are appropriate for each individual patient on hand. So in a way, if there is some ability to streamline that material base, this will help us, A, prepare for each session, and B, and make sure we're not just reusing the same material that may not be appropriate for each patient. I know that when I started with Fox, making sure that I was prepared for each house call that I went on, I was actually walking through my senior living community with a very large backpack, and I know some of the residents started to recognize me more by my backpack than actually, you know, me as the speech pathologist. So being able to limit those materials in some way, you know, not making it so it's negatively affecting our patients, we're kind of thinking of ourselves too. What's realistic for us to be bringing with us everywhere? So we're still prepared.
Yeah, well said. How about the added benefits of what you get out of it? You know, we know what an application is. You know, you're using a laptop or a tablet, and that's the tech end of it. But what are the different things that you get out of it and that you've seen, in terms of a positive reaction with the older adults that you use SLP apps with?
I personally was a little bit more hesitant. I had already had an iPad. I had already downloaded some applications that were speech specific. And then when I started working with older adults, I did kind of have that, you know, there was a little bit of a stigma. Yeah. I know that people use apps with children all the time, and, you know, maybe this isn't the right place to be using these apps. But I very quickly realized that wasn't the case. There's a lot of individuals, just because they're older doesn't mean that they don't have an interest in technology. Some of these patients already have some sort of tablet, an iPad, or, you know, a Galaxy tablet that they do use regularly, or perhaps actually want to use, but maybe somebody hasn't taken the time to really show them how it could help them. So in this way, using the applications can actually be more engaging for the older adult who maybe does want to participate in something that's new. They want to take advantage of the technology, but they don't know how. And now we're actually able to add a therapeutic benefit to that. So they're able to use technology, but it's also helping them achieve their goals related to speech pathology.
Increased engagement, increased carryover. We've seen great feedback devices. I mean, you know, that's the one thing a lot of people say about different apps is the developers know exactly how to give you that that dopamine rush, right? When you get that positive reinforcement, whether you're playing Candy Crush like my mom, or whether it's a social media app and you get that notification, why not harness that? And that's what a lot of these apps have done. And we're going to take a look at specifically three today, and you can read about these as well, including links in Stephanie's well-written article available at foxrehab.org under Fresh Fox Content. Let's get into it here, Stephanie. First app I want you to talk about is Speak Up for Parkinson's. What's that one do?
This app I find is rather simple in its basic format, but it's an application that provides the patient with biofeedback. So in this case, it's going to be visual and auditory. The primary focus is to help an individual identify if they're using an appropriate vocal intensity. So since this application was primarily created for individuals with Parkinson's, a large barrier to their communication is their decreased volume. So this application allows the patient to use this audio recording to listen back to how their voice sounds, how clear their speech is, but also while they are speaking, there's a color-changing bar at the top, and the patient can monitor, okay, is my voice loud enough? Is the bar turning green? Is it in the target zone? If not, then they know that they need to use some of their breathing techniques to increase that vocal intensity so that they're achieving that target. There's also the visual component, which is an ongoing video recording. The individual can view themselves speaking while they're actually taking this recording, and then at the end, they can look back and review. So in this case, the visual feedback can be helpful for assessing articulation. So was the articulation clear enough? Was the mouth moving enough? And there are also two different sections of this application. One course that you can kind of go through is to read pre-loaded words and phrases that are already in the app. So the individual would read each word or each phrase while they're receiving this feedback. Or there's another option, which is a little bit more of a freestyle format. So that one's called reading in conversation. So the individual can read from something of personal interest. So say it was a magazine, an excerpt from a book that they're reading, or they can just have a conversation and they can still receive this same feedback.
That's great. I mean, using just a lot of the different tools and the tricks in your clinical toolbox, but now being able to leverage that technology, whether it be different types of feedback, something that you can show later on for carryover, really, really just reinforcing all the things that you do every day as a speech-language pathologist, but being able to leverage it. Again, the technology, not replacing a really skilled clinician, just being able to leverage it and maybe help that older adult patient flourish.
Especially in the area of carryover, some of the patients are still kind of developing that self-awareness of how loud their voice is, how clear their articulation is. Mm-hmm. So if they can use this application on their own, they can start developing that. Okay, you know what? I did hear what, you know, Stephanie is always telling me that I'm not moving my mouth enough and I need to over-exaggerate. And that time, I really could see that my mouth was not moving as much as it should have been. So it can kind of bring those things that we talk about in therapy all the time into that home practice, which is what we really need.
Good reinforcement. And when they can start to see it and are talking about it to themselves, that's going to be a little more impactful, right? I mean, once you get them buying in like that, that's great. Speak Up for Parkinson's, created by Northwest Parkinson's Foundation, available on iOS devices, only available on iPad right now, but it is free. So you got that low entry price of zero. So that's fantastic for Speak Up for Parkinson's. Link available if you'd like to get directly to it as well in the article that Stephanie was nice enough to put together for you, available at foxrehab.org. Up next, Naming Therapy. Talk about this app.
So this app is by Tactus Therapy Solutions. They have several great apps, but this is one of my favorite applications. This application is primarily for targeting expressive language. So there's four components to it. There is a naming test, which is just a short screener that you can use as a clinician to obtain some basic information. about the patient's confrontation naming ability. So they're shown a photo, are they able to tell you what that item is? The next section is naming practice, which is a confrontation naming activity, but there are hierarchical cues. So arranged from left to right, there are little icons, and they would trigger a cue in an order from least helpful to most helpful. So this way, not only could it be implemented for home practice, but as the clinician, while you are going through this activity with a patient, you can keep data on what kind of cues were most effective for this patient. Did they need to go through all of the cues to the most helpful, or were they able to name the item with a less helpful cue? So earlier on and in the hierarchy. The next section is called Describe, or the next component of the app is called Describe. This portion of the app allows the patient to practice creating a verbal description of a given photo. This part of the app is a great way to implement semantic feature analysis, which is an evidence-based practice that can help with word retrieval and the organization of semantic information. So this application guides the patient to describing an item based on different features. So it can be set so that they're only semantic features, but you can also have the patient describe the item based on what does it sound like, what does it rhyme with. So that's a great way to kind of practice those skills. And then the fourth section is just a set of flashcards, which 700 photos in one place is very nice when you don't have to, you know, carry around a whole big deck. In that way, that flashcard section really could be used not only for expressive language treatment, but say motor speech treatment, you wanted somebody to practice at the word level, you could certainly use that as well.
A lot of added bonus in terms of value, not even talking about the fact that this isn't going to take up any space in your bag, but bringing a lot to your treatment toolbox with this particular app. It sounds pretty good.
Yes. The best apps are the ones that you can use not only for the exact way that they were recommended, but maybe you can be a little bit more creative. And that's where our clinical skill really comes into play. You know, you have a material, but you as a clinician need to recognize how you could use that for the benefit of not only you, but for your patients.
And again, you mentioned it was created by Tactus Therapy Solutions. It is available on iOS devices as well as Android. The cost is going to set you back $25, but as Stephanie points out in the article on the website, foxrehab.org, usually on sale around the time of the ASHA convention, which pops up in the fall. Moving on to your third suggested app for SLP professionals working with older adults. This one also from Tactus Therapy Solutions, Space Retrieval Therapy.
Yeah, so this application is the primary benefit on the surface is for the clinician. So this is a nice way to help the clinician implement space retrieval, which is a technique to help our patients recall a functionally relevant piece of information. This application is really a way to implement treatment in the way it was intended. The application allows you to input the target question, and then they will begin the timed intervals at which they will ask the patient this question. Typically, it will start at 15 seconds, and then each time the interval will double. So then 30, and then 30 seconds, and then 1 minute, and so on. So this way, the clinician can engage in a conversation in between during those timed intervals, and then the application actually has a little bell that will ring to remind the clinician, okay, it's time to ask the patient the target question.
Yeah.
The other benefit I find is that the target question is displayed right there on the screen for you. Although this seems very simple, of course, we're going to remember the question, the target question will say the same way. But, you know, we are human, and I know as a clinician, sometimes it's one article of that question that maybe I switch. But for this type of treatment approach, it really is important that we say the target question the same way every single time so that the patient can really benefit from this treatment approach. In addition to guiding the actual implementation of this treatment approach, the application also does allow you to export a data set at which intervals the patient answered the question correctly, at which intervals they did not. And it will also let you know the highest interval at which the patient was able to respond correctly. You can input that right into your electronic medical record, and you can track progress that way.
Yeah, I mean, what this does is it's making sure that it's keeping you on task as a clinician, recognizing that there's other things going on, that you might be doing this several times a day, this exact type of intervention. You're going to make sure that you get it right each and every time in terms of being precise with that question that you're asking. And it's super simple in that what it's doing is it's timing you and the patient, but it's making sure that it's letting you know exactly when you need to ask that. And then on the output, it's giving you a data set. So making sure that it's measurable and repeatable with spaced retrieval therapy. This one also available on iOS and Android. $4.99 is the cost there, but as Stephanie suggests again, a little inside information, frequently on sale around the time of the ASHA convention each and every fall. And the link for that particular app is available in the article at foxrehab.org. Last thing we do on the show, Stephanie, is your foxtail. Why did you decide to work with older adults?
It's a little bit different from when I first started, but my mother actually experienced a few concussions. She is a teacher for children and older adults with special needs, and she actually, during work, kind of experienced a few concussions, and she went to a speech therapist herself, and she was actually very upset when she came back, and she said, you know, the speech therapist had me do worksheets and puzzles, and I don't understand how this has anything to do with what I have to do at work, you know, this is nonsense. So at the time I was actually in graduate school, and that kind of propelled me to think, you know what, I think I kind of want to work with adults and see if I can make treatment functional, something that they want to do that's really going to help them.
That's a fantastic reason. Asking this exact question on most of the episodes we record for the practice, it's great because there are some similarities between the answers, but typically it's different, it's personal, and we love to hear what brought people to working with older adults.
Yes, yes. I don't want to call my mom an older adult, but adult in general, and then that kind of took me down this route and, you know, helped me through clinical work realize that, you know, the older adult population was really where I wanted to work.
Love that. Stephanie, appreciate your time again. And looking down the road, maybe we'll bring you back on the next time you get a couple of apps that you think are worth it for your colleagues.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast SLP. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Fox clinicians work hard, love their work, and get the respect they deserve. Sound good? Then you'll love the autonomy to work in your own style and the support you get to achieve excellence. Plus, freedom and flexibility to have a personal life. Whether it's your first day or you've been around for a while, your contribution is acknowledged and rewarded. That's what makes Fox a success. Happy, well-trained clinicians make great healthcare. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out now at foxrehab.org.